900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey, estate number 1064/2. It's the broadcast of the lesson, rather, for class number 2 for September the 30th, 1982. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 31 through chapter 2, verse 9. And then Dana and Manny, pages 68 through 77, paragraphs 83 through 89, up to number 3. The teacher, Dr. D.A. Wick, director, Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. Now let's open a word of prayer as we begin our class tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask for grace and strength and blessing and guidance by the Holy Spirit as we study this Greek language. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for each one of these students, and we pray for them. Pray for Glenn as well, and for Ralph, who may not be here or may come later. We certainly appreciate these who are here, and we ask for direction from thee that we may understand thy word in a better way. In Jesus' name, the Lord said, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we'll open up to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 31 tonight, and we'll go through verse 9. 1:1-2:9. All right. I guess, Ruth, you want to take the first one? Let me just play the Greek, and then you go ahead and read the Greek after. How that might be able to. At least we'll get maybe two or three verses we can read, and the rest we'll just not bother reading. But let's try this.
John 1:31. Kagoro uk eden upon al hina phanerope to Israel dia tuto. Elphon ego en to hurati baptizon.
Okay, you want to try that same Greek root?
Kavo uk eden alphon al ina phanerope to Israel dia tuto elphon ego en to hurati
Okay, good.
Oh, very good, really.
I did not know him, but in order that he should be manifested.
All right, he should be, or he might be. All right.
He might be like manifested that. To Israel, or mm-hmm. in Israel.
Okay.
Because of this,
And therefore, sometimes even therefore, because of this, or on account of this, sometimes even therefore. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I myself came baptizing in water.
Okay, in water, by water, in water, by water. Okay, good. That's fine, Ruth. Any questions on 31? All right, let's try the same for 32. Bill, I'll play the one, then you go ahead and read it also.
John 1:32. Kai emarturisen Ioannes legon hoti tethaamai to pleuma katabainon Jose Caristeran, ex Uranu, Kai Eminen Epauton.
Okay, is that it? Or one more?
John?
Yeah, that's it, okay.
Do you want me to read it or just translate?
Go ahead and read it first. And okay. We've got maybe two or three verses we read, and then we'll go back just to translate, but just keep in practice.
Kai Emarturisen.
Emarturisen.
Turisen. Ioannis. Legon hati
tetamai tetamai
pneuma
pneuma, right?
Kata binon Jose peri strion
peristeran peristeran
ex uranu Kai
Uranu, yep.
Kai Menen.
Eminen.
Eminen.
Yeah, what's your accent? Eminen.
Alpon.
Alpon, okay, go ahead.
And
Martyrism, yeah.
John
so Martyrism is to witness.
Witness, that's right.
Bear witness or to martyr, so you'd be a witness.
Okay.
So this would be in the witnessing area. What would the tense be here?
Pronoun. County Harris.
Harris, first heir. M. R. Turesen, right.
Ordered.
M. For and therefore be witnessed. Third person singular, all right.
John. And John was martyred.
Well, no, right. John witnessed or bear witness.
Hi.
Hi, Glenn Brown. Glenn, good to see you. Sit right down there. We didn't know how many we'd have tonight, so we had different rates. So
okay.
We had a little room.
Okay.
You're just beginning, John 1:32. You know Mr. Arson? This is Glenn Hunt.
What?
Mr. George Arson.
We don't know.
How do you do?
He's a
how
blind man, so he can't see too much. He
good.
He won't be able to see. But
nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Mr.
His eyes one little bad.
Okay.
But,
but he's interested in Greek, you see. He followed up the first year Greek class and laboriously listened to the tapes and learned a lot of things, and
good.
So he wants to continue.
Well, you have a temporary hindrance, but when we're with the Lord, that'll be corrected.
That's right. Sure will. All right, right ahead, Bill. We're at 1:32.
Okay.
It's the M.R. Turesen, all right? And John, bear witness or witness. Legon, rather.
Heavy?
No, no, Legon would be from Lego, see?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Echon, be Legon, which would be saying.
Saying. Because.
No, it's instead of the because. Now, some hati is not because, not to that. But see, this is a hati just like a quotation mark. You see? Quote. It's almost like quote. He says that. In other words, he says quote, and then here's what he says.
That's why
is probably so, yeah, beginning of a quotation. I think so. Probably so. Now, this is his direct quote. You know, he says that. Now, that's an indirect quote we say in English, you know. He said that he was going home. Well, what did he say? He said, quote, I am going home. See, that's what, so he said that. Go ahead. And this is a direct quote because it's in the first person, isn't it?
What's
It's from Thaoma. Let's see here. What is it?
Gaze
and behold. The root is, Thaoma. Right, Thaoma. That's your perfect middle to gaze or look at. It's like being a theater, I think. Theatros. So it's to like a theater, something you gaze or look at. And this is tethame. So I have gazed at, I have seen something like that. I have looked and seen. You all right? Top down with the spirit? Or just point out. I saw kata bainan. You see, bainan is to step, and kata is to step down or to descend, you see. Come down to descend. Jose Teresteran. Jose is like
four.
It's Jose as. See, as.
Okay.
Teresteran is a new word that's a dove or a pigeon, a little bird, white bird dove, probably.
Out of the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the heavens.
From the heaven, okay, perhaps.
And.
Eminen from Meno.
Okay.
Recognize that? What?
To remain over him.
To remain, all right?
Remain.
And he remained.
And
this is your what? Imperfect, isn't this? The old, oh, would not be an heiress, I guess. Eminen. Imperfect would be with the same root as the present. Let's see. And this would be first heiress, right? Of Meno.
So it's a. Continual abiding.
That would be the imperfect continual, see, but and both, just rested, see, once for all, like the air, so to see.
Okay.
And the imperfect land would be they continue to abide, see.
Oh, I see. All right.
That would be the difference. But they're very different, they're very similar form. If it were men, eminen, see, eminen, that would be your imperfect. But eminen, that's your first heiress. Change of the root. The imperfect has the same root as the present. See, so men. Since it's not men, then it could not be an imperfect. Okay, so it'd be an heiress, first heiress. Alright, and it abode. This spirit descended and came down and abode or kept on or arrested epauton.
On him?
On him or upon him.
The heiress here would have the meaning that it abode on him and did not depart.
Well, that's just an abode, more or less, like that, rested, but didn't continue, see. In other words, it wasn't a continuation. We're not told what happened after that he saw him abide, but all we know is John saw him light, like that, see. You know, the other words came down in the form of a dove and light. Now, then maybe he couldn't see him anymore, maybe the appearance of the dove disappeared, but the main thing is it did happen, see. He doesn't speak of duration, but just a point in time, see.
Didn't fly away.
No, it may not have flown away, that's right, but at least he just dwelled or sat down or touched down, sort of like that. Now, we usually think of the word abide or dwell as a continuous type action, and it usually is, you know.
Well, now, is the reference here to the dove or to the spirit or to both?
Well, the spirit, I see. Well, I would think I saw the spirit descend as a dove and abide on him. Obviously, he couldn't see the spirit because the Holy Spirit would be invisible, but
yes.
He could see the dove descend, see. As a dove, see, like a dove. He could see something almost like a dove fluttering down, you see, and abide.
My question
he
is...
He doesn't deny the fact that he was still...
One, I was wondering if the aorist had the idea the spirit came upon him at that point,
mm-hmm.
and did not depart from him.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think it would deny that he stayed, Glenn. I mean, this does not deny, the aorist does not deny that he stayed right on him and continued there. It's just, it doesn't go into detail, but in the imperfect, whenever that is there, we know that is emphasizing the continuous action, the continuation of an action, but the aorist certainly doesn't deny it could continue to be, you see, but it doesn't stress that. Probably the visible manifestation,
yes.
See. That's
yes.
A pass off the scene.
Okay.
No,
that
I would think that would be it.
Right.
Visible,
that
but just
that's why my
yeah.
question, if it refers to the dove.
Yeah. Like a dove.
Like abiding.
Mm-hmm. That's all
I could see. Yeah, that's all I could see, yes.
No, but that's
well,
why
for the moment, I would say.
Yeah. So that's right. It's a transitory, but then the Holy Spirit, of course, obviously, in fact, the Holy Spirit was with the Lord Jesus from his birth, as far as that's concerned. But this was to show in a public way that the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit were all together in the Trinity, I think. You know, I think that this, it was for the eyes of the beholder rather than for the Lord Jesus himself. He always had the Holy Spirit. I don't know, there wasn't a time when he was, in other words, the modernists are wrong when they say that this is the time when he was the Son of God and when he knew he was the Son of God when he was baptized. And before that, he didn't know who he was or what he was, and he was just a non-entity, and he wasn't God, and he's just a good man, and so on. See, they put a lot of stress on the baptism of Christ, don't they? And they say at that time, he had the consciousness that he was the Messiah, but not before that time. Well, he knew he was the Messiah right from birth, you see. He always had that as the omnipotent God. So I think that would be the best solution.
He told to his parents he was 12.
That's right. Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business. That's right. Okay. Any other questions on 32? All right. We'll play 33 here, and then you can read it, Glenn, after we hear it.
133. Cargo uk eden auton. Al hopimsasme baptize en hudati ekenos moi apen efhon an ides topneuma katapainon kai menon epauton, hutos estin hobaptizon en pneumati hagio.
Okay, so if you want to just go ahead and read the Greek on it, we'll just read one verse each and then we'll go ahead with our translating, but just to keep in practice with the reading.
Reading the Greek?
Yeah, the Greek first, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kago uk eidein auton al hopemsas me
men, yeah, hopemsas met, right? Met.
Hopemsas met, baptizein en hudati.
Yeah, and hudati. Hudati, right, with the action of hudati, okay.
All right, hudati.
Mm-hmm.
Ekenos moi aipen.
Aipen, yeah, you have the I, you have the old I. Did you learn that I rather than the A, yeah?
Aipen.
Yeah, we always go under the aipen. I know, I guess it was Dr. Siegel, he used to say ice, didn't he? And Dr. Bennett and Dr. The other ones always with ace and ice. We more or less standardized. Do you have the same over in your school? Did they say the ICE did it?
I think so. Oh, there's a couple other ones. They
we'll do them, yeah. Well, that's all. We'll be charitable. Yeah. All right, go ahead. Maybe we could be for consistency if we get the ACE. That's what we've been learning, you know, in our first year. So why don't you help us out?
Okay.
Yeah, with the ACE, yeah.
F on edex.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Topnelma.
Mm-hmm.
Katabainon Kai Menon Epi Alton.
Ep Alton? Oh, you got Epi, huh?
No, no,
oh, okay. Okay.
Ep Alton.
Right.
Utas Estin O Batizo and Numati Hagio.
Hagio. Okay. Good. Right, go ahead and translate that for us, please, then. Cargo would be Kai plus Ego, wouldn't it? Kai plus Ego, and I.
Okay, just the...
The elision, see? The
K joined with...
Right, Ego.
With I.
Right.
Okay.
Aiden, that would be from oida, which would be your imperfect, which would be just like a past tense of oida, to know. That would be, I did not come. No, not the oida would be to know. See, I did not know.
Okay. Oida. I did not know him.
Mm-hmm. But sort of a contrasting, contradictory. It could be except sometimes, but the but probably. Pempo, I guess it is pempo, which means descend, pempo. So this would be an aorist participle, from pempo, descend.
I did not know him except,
you might say the one sending, or he who sent me, probably. The one having
but
sent
he
me.
He who sent me to baptize in water.
Mm-hmm. The canos would be that one, or he.
That one said,
Moi.
Said to me.
Right.
Upon whom?
That's right, upon whom?
You see the Spirit abiding.
You see, or you might see, you know, with that on and then subjunctive, the Spirit abiding, right, or descending.
Okay, it's
Katabaina, coming down.
You might see the Spirit coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And remaining or abiding upon him.
Mm-hmm. Now this is your present active participle. Well, here's your continuous action, see? And remaining, here's abiding,
okay.
Continuous action,
here
continues to abide.
Here it states it that way.
That's right.
This one is baptizing.
Yeah, ha baptism is the one who baptizes.
Oh,
he who baptizes. See the ha baptism structure.
This one is he who or is the one who baptizes
right.
In the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. Okay, good. Are any questions further on 33? Well, I think we'll now just dispense with the reading. We'll just get the first brush up, and then we'll go ahead with this other.
John 1:34. Kago heoraka, kai me martureka hapti hutas estin hapuyas kithau.
Okay, was the root at the end? Okay.
And I saw and have witnessed that this is the Son of God.
Okay, good. I saw haoraka would be what?
Yes.
Now that would be your perfect, wouldn't it? Haoraka, let me see, hold it. I have seen, yeah. 33, yeah. Haoraka is the perfect, see, from Horaho. So it's haoraka. I have seen, and I have borne witness that this one, or he, is the Son of God. Okay?
Is that the pluperfect, or with that?
Memartureka?
With the, what do you call it, reduplication or something?
Well, that would be the perfect, see.
Perfect.
Yeah. The Horaho Opsima Adon, the second aorist is Adon for this particular verb, just he saw. But haoraka would be your perfect tense. You see, the reduplication of the hat plus the lengthening of the vowel omega from omicron, you see. So you have a lengthening and a...
That would match the other verbs that go through.
Yes, both would be from mem, and not for both would be perfect, right. Okay, any questions further on 34? Now let's go to 35. That would be Bill.
John 1:35. Te epaulion palin hesdeke ha Ioannis kai ekton mateton autu duo.
Okay, is that the end of that verse?
Yes.
Okay, go right ahead, Bill. The epaulion, there's our on the morning, or at the end of the dawn, on the morning. On the morning, the next day. Palin. That's again, another time.
Again,
that's
mm-hmm.
This is the...
Well,
this would be Hesteke from Histeme, see.
Okay.
And from Histeme... stood or stand, that's right, stood.
Stands or... Is that...
This would be fast, yeah. Hesteke would be...
Okay, with the... Okay.
Hesteke, that's your pluperfect. Now, there's your pluperfect. He's taking. He had stood, but the histeme was taking. Stood. Again, John had stood, I guess you'd say.
Okay. And let's see. And out of the disciples?
Disciples, plural.
Or his disciples?
Of him, all right.
His you. Disciples, of his two disciples.
Two, right, two. And just think, from his disciples, two. We could say two of his disciples, see, but of his disciples, two. John's disciples, and very clear. Any questions on 35? Well, let's move to 36 then. 136, that would be back to Glenn, right?
John 1:36. Kai emblepsas to Jesu peripatunti lege ide ha amnos kithau.
Okay. Okay, emblepsis, that's from blepo, to see. Emblepo, to look at. Two participle errors, participle. This is John.
All right.
You might say, and having seen,
and
John,
having seen Jesus,
all right. Then it's told peripatunti, from peripateo, to walk around. See, peripatunti, the present participle. And he almost in his continuous action.
Like he, that's.
He says, yes.
Lego from stay.
Yeah, he says, but having seen Jesus, to peripatunti.
All right, walking around. Or going
walking
around.
Around. See, almost with the dative case, locative case, in his going around. See, as he was going around. See, it's a participle.
Okay.
It can be used in that sort of a sense. See, as he was going around, as he was walking around, having seen Jesus while he was going around, or as he was going around, or walking around, he says, go ahead.
Okay, he says, behold or recognize.
Oh, I recognize, behold,
the Son of God, or the Lamb of God.
The Lamb of God, Lamas Tutu, all right? And this ide is from Horao, to see, and it's the second aorist imperative, second aorist from Adon, and ide, see, look, look, see. Now, it's not the direct object, Lamas, or else you'd have an accusative, look at, or look toward, but it's look. It just gets your attention, then just simply the Lamb of God, subject to the sentence. Omnos, in the nominative case. Any questions further on the Lamb of God? That's the Savior. John said that before, hadn't he? John 1:29.
What would be the significance of that being in the imperative? Or,
well, just as to get their attention, see. In other words, it was a look out, your house is on fire. The imperative, which will do that, to get their attention in an excited form, always a shortened form, usually a shortened form.
It's a command, it's like stop.
Command. That's right, like stop. It's a command, that's right. Look, it's a command, and it's theirs, it's once for all, and it's a decisive action. Everybody, look and behold and see the Lamb of God. Any other questions on verse 36? All right, we'll move on then to 37. That would be back to Ruth.
John 1:37. Kai ekusan autu hoi duo matetai laluntos. Kai ekoluthesan to Yesu. John.
Is that it? Okay, fine.
And the two disciples heard him speaking. Was that having
That's
said?
Right, speaking. No, that's laluntos, which would be your present participle.
Right. And they followed.
All right, good. And the two disciples heard I guess it would be the two of the disciples and of I suppose it would be the two of his disciples heard I'm speaking. That's an interesting construction. How to? Oh, yes, heard him. You're right. Hearing is one of those that has the genitive after it. You're right. To hear of someone. So, and the two disciples heard him. Direct object, it would seem like to us, but heard of him. Just like touch of him. You touch of the book instead of touch the book. In Greek, that's correct. Heard of him, that's correct. There's your genitive of it with a special verb. All right, that's good. And they're speaking. And go ahead. Did you finish that too? And they followed Jesus, okay? A kaluthesan. What is that? Tense and break down there.
Aorist.
Aorist, right. And what type of aorist? What active, middle, or passive? With a face on it. And with a face on. Now, this face on, theta eta, would be always your aorist passive, see? The theta eta, I call it face on.
Active,
rather. It's active. First air is active. I'm sorry. I'm confused. The theta eta is always the sign of the aorist passive, except when it already has in the verb root the theta. So theta. This is your normal active. First aorist active, yes. The theta eta threw me. Normally, though, when you have the theta eta, that is the aorist passive. But this is akalotheo, so akalotheso would be simply first aorist active, that's correct. And they followed actively Jesus. All right, any other questions on 37? Well, let's go to 38. That'd be Bill.
On 138. Stratheste ha Jesus kai theasamenos autus akalothuntas lege autois ti zetete hoide epon auto rabbi ha legetai hermeneo omenon didaskale pu menes.
Is that it? Okay, go ahead. Strafes, that's from strepho. And strafes, anybody know what that part speaks to? Pardon me? Turning. Strepho. Strafes. This is the participle. And it is the having turned. Strafes is the second aorist passive participle. Here's strafes. So having been turned, around.
From Jesus?
Not from Jesus, but Jesus having turned around.
But Jesus having turned around. and
Simonos again is from Ta'amai. We had up there before Ketha'amai, remember? Having seen the earlier verse.
Having seen them.
First there is the middle of the parts of the verse of Ta'amai. Having seen for himself. Akalutao is to follow, see. Akaluthuntas would be your present active Akalutao, Akaluthuntas.
Following?
Following, right? Having Jesus, having been turned around, or having turned around for Jesus, and having observed them following, continuously following.
He says,
that is these two disciples, he followed. And he says
to them, what?
From Zetao. Zetao is to seek. Zetao.
Okay, that's right. What seek ye?
All right, what seek ye? What are you seeking? What are you looking at?
Okay.
Is that the end of the verse?
No, I'm just trying to put it all together here. He said.
Well, it wouldn't be he said, because they found to be either I said or they said.
Okay. But
they,
I said.
See, but they, it would be they, wouldn't it?
Okay.
They said to him.
They said to him.
In other words, hoi, meaning these ones, the men, evidently, the disciples, evidently, the two. Said to him, heirs of Apon to Lego. All right?
Rabbi, the one
which, no, which says or which means,
which says.
Aaron Nawamanon.
Coming.
From hermeneutics. Means to interpret in a foreign language. Or to expound or interpret the scriptures. That's their perfect, or rather present passage, participle of Hermeneo. Which. It's a present passive, therefore, which is being interpreted, understood, didaskale.
Did they talk about rabbi?
Teacher, didaskale is teacher. Yeah. Which says, having being interpreted, which means, you see, halagatai, which means or says being interpreted, being this teacher, see. Being translated, that's a word for translation, see, hermeneo, as well as interpretation, all right? Humanis. Who is.
What?
Or where? This is where.
Okay.
Menes. From meno?
Remain or.
Where do you remain? Where do you abide? Where do you live?
Okay.
Where do you stay? Any other questions on 38? All right, let's go to 39.
John 1:39. Lege autois. Erchesta. Kai ilite, elton kai idon, pu mene, kai parauto, emenon, ten hemeron, akene.
That it?
Hora de, ten hos degate.
Okay, that one a little more quick. Okay. That's go right ahead, Glenn. Is it your? Yeah, Glenn.
Yes.
Erkista. Or lege out twice, right?
Yes.
Michael?
He said to them.
Yeah, he says to them. Erchista from Erchamai. Imperative present middle.
I can't recall.
Come, see.
What the word is.
Come,
Erchamai.
come, Aramaic to come or to go. In this case, would become Kaedete from Parao.
Come and observe.
Come and see. All right, observe, see. All right. Airphone from Erkamai, the heiress. They went.
Therefore,
just simply they went.
Okay, they went and
ate on again. Heiress from Horao. See. They saw.
Okay, they went and they saw and they abode.
No, they saw where. Who is where? Mene.
Okay.
Where he.
Oh, or they saw Mene. Where he was abiding.
He was abiding, right? Where he lived, all right? And with him or by him, Eminon from Meno.
And
they, remained,
okay. And they, yeah, they were abiding or they were remaining.
Mm-hmm. In this case, the beer heiress, just different stem, the root M-A-N-A-N,
all right,
they abode, they stayed, for once right, for all.
They stayed with him.
And Hamadon, a king. Hamadon was day, a king. That one.
Achanan is that?
Yeah, from Achanos. Yeah, that.
Okay. That Amen. Day.
That day, all right. Stay with him that day. Okay? Hora is the hour.
Yeah, the hour was
post means about.
Yeah, as or about the tenth.
The tenth hour, okay. What would the tenth hour of the day be, Jewish day class?
Six.
6 o'clock? 10th hour? Starts at 6, right. So 10th, 6 and 10 is 1600 hours, right? 4 o'clock, right? 4 p.m. Okay, any other questions on 39? Now let's go for 40.
John 1:40. Ein andreas ha arafos simonos petru eis ek ton duo ton acusanton para Ioannou.
John
1.
Okay.
One
of the two following.
Yeah, you're starting in with eight in case. One of the two. Okay, go ahead. All right, one of the two. That's okay. I guess you would.
One of the two.
I can work out that one.
That's not nice.
No.
You're hoping I get stuck in the middle of
this one? No, I'm just curious.
All right. One of the two hearing
beside
John.
Of those hearing, right, hearing John. John. She's probably right. Hearing John.
Mm-hmm. Right. Was Andrew the brother of Simon Peter?
Good.
Followed
him. Okay. Any questions on that? I covered the sun tone. The Irish price, yeah. And they, having followed him, see, they, Acusanton is an Irish participle, and that one of the two, having heard John and having followed him, see. In other words, but the Greek starts with the they, he was, they, I mean the ain, they were ain, he was, ain is the ain, yeah. Andrew was, Andrew.
Andrew was the brother of Simon Peter, one of the two of the ones hearing John and following him.
having heard John and having followed him. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Andrew was, Andrew, the brother, was one of the two. I think that's probably the best. Any other questions on that one?
The ace act there, one of the two. Is, now, if you take that literally, it's
that would be ace. That would be haste. Yes, haste. Rough, okay. Yeah, yeah. That's like the one. Haste me a hand would be the number one. See, haste. Yeah.
Okay.
See, rather than into one, it'd be haste. Right. It should be one of act. That's haste. Hard to read sometimes. Those rough and smooth readings.
Okay. So haste would be one.
Yes. And act would be of.
All right. Usually I think of ek as out of, but...
Yes, out of it would be one out of the two,
okay.
One from the two,
one
or
of the two.
Ablative, but it's similar to one of the two, huh?
All right.
One from the two, sort of selected out. Any other questions on that one? All right, let's go on to
41. Hevriske gutos, protos, ton adelphon, ton idion, simona, kai lege auto, herrekamen, ton messian,
okay. Ruth, no,
my turn.
Oh, Bill.
This one first.
Finds.
Brother,
the idion, which would be something that he owns, his own.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay, his own brother, Simon.
Idion, his own brother, Simon.
And says to him.
And by the way, the hutos there, this one. See, that would be hutos and akenos, the latter, see, hutos. Akenos is the former. That one way back there, and hutos is the latter, which is the one I just named. See, therefore it would be Andrew. All right, finds first his brother. Go ahead.
And he says to him,
Heurisco.
Found
to find, that's right, herekamen, this is your perfect tense, herekamen. We have found,
we have found the Messiah, the one
now which is, here again we got the interpretation, which is from Hermeneo, like hermeneutics, this is not Hermeneo, which being translated or interpreted over from one language to another, see?
Okay.
From the Hebrew, being interpreted again.
For Christ.
God, which is Christ. In other words, Messias in Hebrew means the anointed one or Christ in Greek. Okay, Messiah, Messiah, anoint, Christos. Okay? Is that the end of that sentence?
Yes.
Okay, I guess we'll go on to the next one. Any questions on 41? Let's go to 42.
John 1:42. Kai egagen auton proston Jesu. Emplexas de auto ha Jesus eta su e simo. Hapuias yona. You pletese kephas ha hermeneuetai petros.
Okay. That was the plan, was it?
Yes.
All right, that would be kai ega again. From ago, to lead, or to take, or to bring, actually. Ega again.
He brought him to Jesus.
All right. Emblepsas from emblepo. Emblepsas would be what tense?
Imperfect.
be heirs, with the blepsis, with the sigmas, the stigmatic heirs, and blepsis, be having looked in or looked at.
And when he had looked at him, and right. When Jesus had looked at him,
mm-hmm.
he said,
mm-hmm.
"You are Simon, the son of
Jonah or John."
That's the same word as,
yeah.
as
either Jonah or John. Either one, you're wanting, right?
Okay, the son of John.
Bar Jonah, you know, Simon Bar Jonah. Yes. Son of John, okay, or Jonah.
All right. You.
Wait,
will be called.
All right, now there's your future passive. Will be called. Wait,
okay.
Beautiful future passive.
Caiaphas or Cephas.
All right. Again, the neuter, which
that's from our word
hermeneutic, translated to interpret, present passive, which is interpreted, which is
okay. That's a present passive form.
Yeah, present passive.
Which is interpreted. To be Peter.
Petros, Peter, or the rock of the stone. Okay. Now notice, kleithese, with a theta eta ending, that's your future passive. See, like the theta eta usually is the aorist passive. So this is the, and then the sigma after that, theise, kleithese, from kala, kleithese, shall be called Cephas. Any other questions on 42?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why is it three times they've used the word?
Well, it's translated a little bit different according to the sense. See, the one being a participle, which says, see how legati up there in 38, or which says, or which means, being interpreted, teacher. This other one, where is the meth?
41.
41, yes. Meth, yes. Which is being interpreted or taken over from one like meth, almost crossed over Christ. Now that's a similar one to the one before, except it's meth, like some texts read Hermeneo and the other one too. But this one here, which is interpreted, see, which is interpreted without any legae or anything. This is the finite form of Hermeneo. But it's just a different genius of the Greek language to have different forms and different uses.
Always interpreted the same. Interpreted.
Well, which means interpreter or translator. See. Now, I like the word translation of this word because that's used, the same word, in 1 Corinthians 14 about speaking in tongues. And I don't want you to have speaking in tongues unless you have it. We have translated in our King James Version, which is a good translation, but unless you have an interpreter, one who interprets. Hermeneo, might say. And I like you have a translator because a tongue is a foreign language, foreign to the person that's listening. So you see, a translator is what we use, not just an interpreter, but a translator. And the people that speak in tongues today, so-called, and the charismatics, don't look at tongues as a foreign language, like we feel the glossa always is a tongue, something that is spoken in a regular type of language that people can understand. So they don't like the translation of translating from one language to another, because that would be definitely a language. But that's a good, which being translated is from one language to another. That's what this is, either interpreter or translated. See, either one. Of course, interpretation. And of course, when you speak of hermeneutics, the science of the study of preaching, how to preach the word, it is the science of interpreting the word of God to the hearers that are out there listening. See? And if you want to even say translating from the word of God into their own understanding, see, that's still a good use of that. But that's what hermeneutics is, and it's transferring across from one mind to another. Any other thing on that, Ruth? That's just the way it works out. It is a good thing to point out, though, those differences and similarities. All right, anything else? All right, let's go on to 143 then. There's our Te Epaurion again on the morrow, the next day.
John 143. Te Epaurion, es eleison ho Jesus, ex elthein eistein Galilean, kai heriske Philippon, kai lege auto, akoluthe moi.
Okay. Okay, very good. Akaluthe is what tense, Ruth? It is imperative, and that it would be the mood, and what would be the tense then? Akalutheo. No, that's the regular presence. See, akaluthe, akalutho, akaluthes, akaluthe, just regular presence. See? So it's a continuous action. Continue to follow me. See, it's a continuous action. Continue to keep on following me. All right, any other questions on that one? That Thelison. Jesus won ears. All right, let's go on to verse 44, is it?
John 1:44. Ein death ha Philippos apa beth saida ectes poraos andreu kai petru. John?
Okay. Phil?
What, Philip? Was from
Bethsaida.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Out of
from Paulus, but it's the genitive form Paulos. Paulus is what? City.
Sister. City of Andrew and Peter.
Is that the end of that verse?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions on 44? All right, Glenn, go ahead.
145. Heriske Philippos ton Nathanael kai lege auto hon egrapse Moses en to nomo kai hoi prophetai herekamen Jesus ton weon to Yosef ton apo Nazareth.
Okay. Heris came from Herisco to find.
All right. Philip found Nathaniel.
Or finds Nathaniel, okay.
Is it active there?
He finds him, but okay. Sometimes you can change that in the file. He found, I mean, the sort of historical present. That's all right. Herisco, he is technically, he finds in present, all right? And says, like
yes.
But you could say always said, says or said. The way the consecutive
says. And he says to him, what's the root word?
From grafo, to write. Grafo. Egrase is an heiress.
Of whom Moses wrote in the law and in the prophets.
From Heurisco to find. This is your perfect Heurikamen. Perfect active indicative.
All right, I'm trying to.
With we have found. The one that Moses wrote about the law and the prophets?
All right.
We have found. All right, in other words, technically, the Han is we have found he who, or the one whom, Moses wrote about, see, or whatever, see. The one who Moses wrote about, see?
All right.
So the verb is at the end, right?
Yeah, I was trying to put it in
you a, might even say the one order. The one whom Moses wrote in the law and the prophets we have found. See? Something like that.
Okay.
Is that the end of that verse?
Not quite.
Okay, go ahead.
Jesus, the son of Joseph, from Nazareth.
Okay, now notice, Jesus and the Quion are in the accusative. Why? object of what we're of Herekomets. We have found Han, him who Moses wrote of, and we have found Jesus. We have found the son of Joseph. We found Tan, you see, accused of again. He the one who is from Nazareth. See, all those in the accusers. We have found whom and Jesus. Okay? Any other question on 45?
Yeah. Is it Moses wrote in the prophets, or Moses and the prophets wrote?
It's Moses and the prophets wrote, see.
Oh, then
In the law and well, here's the thing. That's a good question. And the prophets.
The
in the law, you got en to nomo. It certainly is the denominator plural. I guess it's a structure. Moses wrote, but I see it's sort of a. It's a wrong construction. It's an error in grammar, but that's just the way John wrote it, you might say. To us, it's an error in grammar. For instance, Moses, of whom Moses wrote, we have found the one whom Moses wrote about in the law, and the prophets, and there's no verb, also wrote about. See? The egrapson in the present, in their third person plural, is omitted.
See?
It's lexical. No, couldn't be that. That's right, have to be that.
Okay.
In other words, the word wrote is understood in that.
Okay.
Moses wrote in the law, and the prophets also wrote, you see, about. That's a good question, though.
That's interesting.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You see, that idea of wrote is just, it just lingers, you see, and then Moses wrote in the law, and the prophets, understood, also wrote. Okay. Any other question on 45? Let's go to 46.
John 1:46. Kai epen auto Nathanael ek Nazareth dunatai ti agathon enai lege auto Philippos erhu kai ide.
Okay.
To be out of Nazareth.
Now, is anything good? All right now.
Is
anything able? Yeah.
Good, able to be out of Nazareth.
All right, that's right. Is there anything good? All right.
The word "come" isn't here.
That's right. To come, understood, but ek Nazareth. Is anything good? Able to. To be out of, or therefore to come out of Nazareth, to be. Go ahead.
Philip said to him, "Come and see."
All right. Philip says to him, "Come and see." Erku is from Archimedes present, imperative, and ide, come and see. All right. Present, continue to come and continue to look and see. And the question number 46. All right. You see, the be in the sense of anything good, able to be, or to transpire, or to come, or to eventuate, or to surface, huh?
Or to originate.
That's what originated. That's our sense. All right, let's go on to 47.
John 1:47. Eden ha Jesus ton Nathanael erchomenon prosapton kailege pri autu ide alephos Israelites en ho dolos uk esti.
Okay.
Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him,
to him,
and says concerning him,
Ide again, lots of ides, aren't they? All over John. See or behold?
That's right, okay.
Hang on.
See, is the truth or something?
Truly.
Truly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. With the os ending is an adverbial, so it would be truly. Genuinely.
See, truly.
An Israelite.
In who?
In whom?
to whom something is no, is no something?
Guile or deceit.
Oh, okay, so
dolos. Or guile. Notice the Greek says in whom deceit or guile is not, is no guile, but the guile, see, the head, the main idea is stress personalism. Anything else on 147? All right, let's go on to 148.
John 148. Legeauto Nathanael, Tothen me genoskis, apokrite ho Jesus, kai epen auto, prothuse philippon, phonesai, onta cupa, ten sukein, eidonse. John?
Okay. Is that Clint?
Yes.
From Apokrinomai to respond to answer. To be answered or made answer and replied. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was trying to pick up your...
Yeah. He was trying to leg. I'm at the wrong place. Pardon me.
Right.
You're right. Leg it. He says to him. All right.
Nathaniel said to him.
Mm-hmm. Says to him. All right. Prophet is from where or whence? Now, where will you back up a little, a few words there, maybe, Glenn, so we get on the tape at the end segment is on.
All right. Nathaniel said to him,
all right,
from where do you know me?
All right. Apokrinomai, this is their aorist, just made reply or said, or answered Apokrinomai.
Jesus answered him.
Answered the Kai Apon, all right, and said, okay, that's good.
And said,
or answered and said to him, either one, all right. Pro is before. It's a beautiful articular position where the part of the infinitive phonesai from phoneo, this is your aorist infinitive, to phonesai, before the calling, set the Philip, before Philip called you. See, Philip is in the accusative because it, remember, the infinitive usually is as the subject, so called, in the accusative. Before Philip called to call you. So before Philip called you, before the calling of you by Philip, before Philip called you, go ahead. And you, the set, on here again, it's accusative, you were where?
I saw you.
Okay, on ta, kupa, ten, sukan. Sukan is a fig tree. Being, honta from on, see, the verb to be, being, in the accusative
being
case. Shufa, under.
Okay, under.
Under by the figure, okay. Right. I saw thee, okay. Is that the end of that one?
Yeah.
Okay, any questions on 48? All right, let's go to 49.
149. Apokrite Nathanael kailege auto rabbi. Sue a hawias to Thau, Sue a hawbasileus to Israel.
Okay.
Nathanael said to him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel.
All right, any questions on that?
The first one who told him this.
Nathanael says to him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. All right, that's good insight, isn't it? The deity and personality of the Lord Jesus, person. All right, let's go on then to 150.
John 150. Apokrithe Jesus, kai epen auto, hoti eponsoi, edonse, hupakato, tes sukes, pisteues, mezzo tuton, opse.
All right.
Jesus answered, and said to him,
and this is the answer. The hati is almost like a quote.
Right.
I said to him.
To you.
Or to thee.
I saw you.
Upakato again under or underneath.
Okay, under the. What was that again?
Fig tree.
Okay.
No, I'm wrong in that. That's not a quotation here. This is a because. Ati because. Because I said to thee, I saw you under the fig tree. Do you believe? Are you believing? Pisteles? That's it. Because. That's the question. It was, all right. Is that the end of that verse? Or one more, isn't it? Mezzo is for mezzo and greater. Truton. Comparative than. Truton, plural. This, which would be plural. These. Greater than these things. Opse.
What's it
from? Optimai is from horao. Horao. Opsomai is your future tense of horao. Is opse. What would that be? What would this be? Opse. Future tense korao. To see.
We'll see.
Yes, right. You will see. Greater things than these. You will see.
Greater than these. You will see.
That's greater than these things. You will see. Opse. Like optometry. Any other questions on 50?
Yes.
Comments? Go ahead.
50, upokato is used under.
Yeah.
Now, why is that form used different than in upo in verse 49?
Well, I suppose upo in verse 49 may be just by upo under, but by the upokato under and down by. Maybe he was lying down under the sea. I don't know upokato. Let's see what the
Is upokato more emphatic?
Maybe more down, lying down under, yeah. Upo and then kato. See, katos is down. Upo is under also. So down under, maybe he was actually sleeping or reclining or relaxing. Let's see if we can find this upokato. Upokato, adverb, under, beneath, underneath. This plain hupo is the agency or by, under, just plain under. It's just a little bit more, I would think maybe he's way under. Maybe he's under than he's way under. Maybe he's real close to the trunk.
Well, does hupo have just the meaning of at?
Well, it could mean under, you know. Hupo, if you get that diagram like in Dana and Manny, the circle and the prepositions, that hupo would be the under.
All right.
Diagrams.
Let's see, maybe it's just a little more specific.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, I can't find that diagram right off. Maybe somebody can find it.
All right. I know the one you're referring to.
Yeah, that circle, see?
Yes. Okay. I'm satisfied.
113.
113. Okay, I'm way beyond. Is that right? Is hupo underneath there, Bill? Show it to. Okay, so you got both of them right down underneath there. So kata is going down, see, like that hupo is underneath, but kata is headed down under, see. So he's both underneath and headed down under, even more so. So that's just a small little word, but that's a good question. And the other question, I noticed that too, that was a little bit different. All right, let's go on to the next verse, please.
John 1:51. Kai lege auto, amen, amen, lego humi. Ap arti opsaste ton uranon an eogota, kai tus angelus tu theu, anabinontas, kai katabinontas, epi ton vion tu anthropu.
Okay. 51. Whose turn is it?
All right. And he said to him.
He says to him, all right.
Yes.
All right.
He says to him.
We might as well be literal as far as the present and give it the present. That way we know, and then we got the forms, and we can always later on expand it into the past, as many do for consents. Are you ready?
And he says to him, Amen, Amen. I say,
Verily, verily, or truly,
amen,
truly.
Amen, or amen. Mm-hmm. Truly, truly. I say to you, you shall see heaven.
Mm-hmm. From arti, ap arti, I mean from now on, or a little bit later on, from just now, you shall see, go ahead.
You shall see a projection for the future then.
Right.
You shall see heaven.
Aneo gata from an oigo, mean see. An oigo, yes. It's the second perfect active participle. Heaven, having been opened. Is what this means. An eogata.
What you say the form is?
It's the perfect passive participle. You'll see heaven having been opened. See, having right. been opened with the passive
right. you, participle. You shall see heaven having been opened. And the...
Second person, active participle. You shall see heaven opened. Oh, I'm sorry. Not having been opened, but it's open. I'm sorry, I read that wrong.
It's
is a
future then.
Active. It is a perfect active seat.
Oh,
it's having, being open. It's an active participle. Heaven opened, that's what it be. Instead of having been open, just having opened up, I guess it be, to give an active sense, having opened up, or just opened up. See, heaven opened up.
Okay. You shall see heaven open and the messengers of God
Bino is to step or to go, and Anna is up.
Going up. And coming down.
Ascending and descending.
Upon the Son of Man.
Good. Any questions on 51?
Would that be, for example, after his resurrection when the angels ministered to him?
Possibly so. As to when this actually happened?
No, he says you will see.
Yeah, right. You will see.
Heaven and the angels, ascending and descending. In other words, them
Son of Man
ministering to him then, and maybe.
Well, yes, the angels did. After the temptation ministered unto him, I don't know at what point this would be. Nathaniel, right? At what point this took place? Maybe at his death. I don't know. I don't know where. In Scripture, it doesn't say where Nathaniel. He's no longer referred to much, is he, in Scripture?
What is he? Does it say you shall see in the singular, or you shall see in the plural?
Thou shalt see. No, thou shalt see. Up, say, see, would be the third person singular, see. That'd be thou shalt see, just one of you, see. Heaven open. So, you see, Stephen saw heaven open when he was dying. When he's being stoned. Go ahead, Bill.
This is interesting here. It's almost like over there in Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, because it says here in verse 51 of the King James here, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see. Maybe he was talking to Nathaniel, and then also that ye would be a group with Nathaniel.
Oh, all right, then.
Same with that with Nicodemus,
All right, let me just check here. Obviously,
he must be born again. Talking to
what verse is that?
Yes, 51.
Well, you see, all right. The problem is, that's what it says in King James. Okay, apparently, in this particular case, the King James Version did. This Greek text departs from the text underlying the King James Version. See, there's a variation on this. And upsis, which is the ye plural, is used by some. Maybe Glenn has it in his book there.
Upsis,
yeah. He has ye shall be plural. But upse here, you see, would be singular. Thou shalt see. So apparently, in this case, the underlying text
has been changed in the Greek from what under Elijah King inverted. I should probably draw attention to the Trinitarian Bible side of that. I'm sure that they're all part of the Texas receptive or received text, but there are variations, and this is one of them.
But it really, from the TR,
this is the text supposedly underlying the King James Authorized Version of 1611, but apparently they goofed in this particular spot.
Now, who goofed?
The Trinitarian Bible Society.
Okay.
In printing this text. They should have printed Opsis that, because the Opsis that is the verse, is the text that underlies the King James, if you read it correctly. What I said? Give you. You see, you is a plural also. What was that again? I'll read that, the whole thing.
It says, and he saith unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you.
No, that's right. You plural. I say unto you plural. You means. You definitely, you plural. See? You plural. Many of you folks, see? I part you for none. Ye shall see. Oh, I'm wrong. No, that is all right. Ye shall see. Opsis. Then where did I get the opsis? Oh, I'm in verse 49. Opsate. I thought that's what you meant. Oh boy, I was back in opsate, and here I am downplaying the text on the King James Version, and I take it all back. Huh? What?
Spy upon you.
What?
Spy upon you.
Spy. What is spy?
That means naughty.
I see. P-fi, you mean? Right, Opsis, that's, oh, definitely, there it is. Oh, it's ye shall be. Yes,
so it says,
I thought Ruth asked what the opsate means.
Why don't you know another?
Didn't you ask me what opsate meant? Somebody said opsis. I don't know. Well, Maya went up there. That's a mistake. But it is opsis. That is correct. This is the text on the King James Version.
And
he was talking to a bunch of them, the whole disciples that were gathered.
It's almost like I said, with
just like Nicodemus, you're right.
He's talking to one, but
that's
also
right.
The group with him.
Yeah, that's right.
So then it
all
could be that the group would see various ones. Other
that's
group
right.
Would see the angels.
That's right.
Greater things than these, you shall see. That
opsis is definitely in English. And what is it in the King James? Thou shalt see, right? 149, or 150 rather. Greater than these, thou shalt see.
Yes.
Opposite, right. That's all right. We're all right. All right. We're okay.
All right.
Good old Trinitarian Bible.
Yeah, right.
They never make a mistake. At least not usually. Yeah.
In the text that I have here, there's a footnote on the, and he gives several references to the different text.
Opsis that?
Yes.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, any other questions on 51? Well, let's go to chapter 2 then.
The Gospel of John, chapter 2.
Got to hustle along.
John 2:1. Kai te hemera, te plite, gamos agenito. En kana tes Galileas, kai ein he meter tu Jesu eke.
Okay.
And the third day,
and on the, right, on the third day,
there was a
wedding
in Cana.
And notice, agenito, here's that word again, genomai. There came to be, there transpired, there took place, there was. See, any of those translations. All right, go ahead.
The marriage. Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there.
All right, the mother of Jesus was there. Any questions on verse 1? All right, let's go to 2:2.
John 2:2. Εκλέθη δεκαί ο Ιησούς καί ο μαθητάι αυτού εις τον γάμο. John.
Okay. That's from Kalatmo. See, it's the aorist.
Okay.
There's aorist passive. Face. They the aorist passive.
It was called, but, let's see.
And also? And also?
Oh,
Jesus.
Okay, let's see. But also Jesus was called,
mm-hmm.
and the disciples
out to
his disciples,
right?
Into,
so Jesus was called and his disciples, and also his disciples, right?
Into the
Gamon, from Gamon's marriage or wedding.
Oh, into the marriage.
To the wedding or marriage. Any question on 2? Well, let's move on to 3 then.
2:3. Kai hysteresantos oinu lege he meter tu Jesu prosopton oinon uk echusi. John 2.
Okay. Mr. Glenn?
Yes.
Kai hysteresantos. That's from running short of. Hystereo is to run short of something. So hysteresantos First aorist active participle. Having run short of, having run out of oinu, from oinos of wine.
Yeah. Is that an unusual term?
Having run out of?
Do we see that very often?
That's not too often in the New Testament. It's a good word, but hustedao, to run out of, to go short of, to lack. It's okay. That's not a very common word, no.
And they...
not they, but lege he meter to Yesu.
Isn't it? They ran short of wine.
Oh yeah. Oh, so this, I see. This, okay. No, it's having run short. See, this is your participial form, aorist.
Having run short of wine.
Yes.
The mother of Jesus said.
Or says, yes, says, like it says.
Oh yes. Actually,
literally,
she says to him. They have no wine.
Okay. They have no wine. Any other questions on that?
Just have a comment.
Sure. A comment?
I was reading that book on Bible wine.
Oh, yeah.
Fermentation, and very, very good. But one question, when you come across, like, over in with the deacons and also with the, in Titus, with the either younger or older women, when it says not much wine, how is that to be taken? I mean, I know
well,
it's not to be any wine, but
I think that they shouldn't even take any of the fruit of the vine, see, even if it's unfermented. I think they should just go easy on the grape juice, because the grape juice gives joy. It's a sweet thing, a lot of sugar in it, and so on. I just think that would be the picture there. In other words, the Nazarite was not to eat anything of the kernel, from the husk, the grape, seed, wine, anything, see. No juice even. Even whether fermented or not fermented, not even the sweet things, see. Not even any raisin, any dry things. It's just that that seemed to be a symbol of joy or human happiness. And if it, of course, if it's loaded with fermentation, of course, there can be the element of drunkenness. But just not to have any appearance of evil. I think that's it. Not much wine, even if the oinos is not fermented. See. I think that would be one explanation, Bill.
One, I don't know if I read it there or someplace else, we were talking about that there was a problem of gluttony at that time.
Yes, yes. See, they would drink even if it's just grape juice, you too much. But on the other hand, it could be that this was a translation, which is an ecclesiastical term, an ecclesiastical translation for convenience of the Anglicans who translated the King James Version. And when they say much wine, they want to be in moderation and so on and so forth. I'm not so sure that that's what that word completely means. It could very well mean not partaking of wine, period, see, let alone the much. You know, I don't know that that's, I'm not sure. I have to check into that, though.
Yeah.
I know that there are some ecclesiastical terms in here, like baptizo is not translated to immerse, which it ought to be, but it's just, you know, baptized, just transliterated over. And other things, you know, like church instead of ecclesia or congregation, or, you know, there's certain things, which is all right, but I don't know whether this is one of them or not, see, because as you know, there are all different views of drinking. Throughout the history of the Christian church. And so I'm not sure, but I would take the first possibility as a very solid, sane possibility. If it's oinon, noinos, if it's non-fermented, and if it, now there is always a fermented type and a non-fermented type, obviously, and the context usually mentions it.
Could be for like for medicine or something, and he's getting for that.
Yes, take a little wine for that stomach state, you mean like for Timothy?
Right.
So. But even there, I think it was just the grape juice necessarily. It wouldn't have to be the intoxicating wine, because even grape juice is pure from the vine, and you don't have the impurities of something to give you diarrhea and dysentery. You see, you make dysentery. That because it's a pure juice, it's just a fruit juice, you see. So there would be no problem there either. See, these people who think all oinos always and only means intoxicating wine, fermented wine, that's not necessarily so. And those who think that the hot climate could only sustain fermented wine. See, that's why that book really comes in handy. They give, what, 3-4 different ways of people in that day that actually they kept the grape juice
preserved
as grape juice,
right.
Preserved
right.
It without any fermentation whatever, see. Which would be a little hard for us to understand because we just assume that things in hot weather just ferment. Well, if not if you plant it, right? Not if you do it, and they had the way and the means of doing it.
One other point, just real quick. Do you think it was Jesus for added emphasis to be sure that the at the, like the Lord's Supper was to be that the fruit of the vine.
I think that's very wise.
Just to be sure
the fruit
that,
of the wine.
That
that's
it
right.
wasn't to be taken wine at
that's
all.
That's right.
I mean,
the fruit of the wine of the grape. That's right. And he didn't say one way or another, and I think that's true. But you see, those who hold the other position use solid fermentation. And even a lot of fundamentalists believe in different understandings of wine and its use as far as the meaning.
I read that this was the regular daily drink because the water was impossible to drink.
Yes.
The example
right.
was that the ships, because of the bad water, they had been sick and
yes.
drunken, intoxicated.
Mm-hmm.
However,
well,
this was an evidence
yeah.
that the water was not good to drink.
Yes.
And
well,
the regular drink was only the wine.
Right.
Like
I'm
in Germany,
sure, I'm sure there
was the beer.
Yeah, I'm sure there were some people that did intoxicating wine, and they certainly as mentioned in the Old Testament, and I'm sure they hinted at the New Testament as well. It's not to say it's always unfermented, but we have to be very careful of the context. All right, let's go on then to the next verse, please.
Verse 4. Lege aute, o Jesus, ti emoe kai soi, unai, upo heke, he hora mu.
Okay.
Jesus said to her, what? Looks like what to me and to you.
That's right. In other words, understand, what is it between you and me? What is there? What is there between you and me? What is there in the way of, what do I have to do with you? See, what is there of binding allegiance, I guess, something like, what is there between?
What does the fact that they have no wine have to do with
what?
Either me or you?
Yes, that's possibly mm-hmm. true.
This is,
sure.
Ours, in other words.
Mm-hmm. You and I.
Did
you translate you and I, Ruth?
Okay, woman.
Okay, woman. Okay, go ahead.
My hour is not yet.
Okay, my hour is not yet. Has not yet. Heike, see, has not yet arrived. Heike, which is your verb, has not yet come. All right, any questions or comments on 5? Or 4? Right? Let's go to 5.
John 2:5. Lege e meter autu tois diakonois. Hati ad lege humi poesate.
All right.
His father says...
Not father, but mother. Mater.
Oh. His mother says... to the servants?
Mm-hmm. To the servants, the deacons. See, and they're servants, aren't they? All right. Not masters, as in some Baptist churches. Go ahead. Hati, whatever.
Whatever.
Hatian, see, whatever he might lege.
Say to them?
To ye, to thee, to you, rather, which is plural.
Okay, to ye.
To you, it's really to you. So whenever I say you, is always plural. You, plural. In the King James parlance.
Do, or...
do, all right? Do it, all right? Whatever he might say to you, do it. Any question on verse 5? All right, let's go to 6.
John 2:6. Eson det eke hudriai lithenai hex kemenai kata ton kavarismon ton iudaion chorusai ana metretas duo e tres.
Okay, go ahead. That's a tough one. Just say they were Eson from Ami. You see, they were imperfect death, but they were Eke there in that place.
Okay, they were there.
Hudria, and there's your Hudor type things. And Lithinai. Water containers. Lithinai, lithos is of stone. See, of stone water containers, therefore. Water jars, if you might say, lithana would be jars. How many of them were there? Hex.
Six.
Six, all right.
there were there six jars of water.
Okay. Kamani, which is from Kamai to lie or to sit or to recline.
According to the
lying there, sitting there.
Sitting
there.
Sitting there, according to the catharsis.
That's right, the cleansing.
The cleansing.
And katha would be for the purpose of the cleansing of the Jews, all right?
Not according to, but for the purpose of
probably so,
for the purpose of the cleansing
of the Jews, right? Karusai, that would be filled. Anam metretas.
Filled.
Up with duo or tres metretas.
Two or three.
Measures or whatever they will say. Firkins or measures or gallons or you name it, see.
Metretas. All right.
Whatever that would be. Is that
two
the end?
Three measures.
Yeah, measures, yeah, whatever. Measure, like measures. Okay, any questions on 2-6? All right, let's move to 7.
John 2:7. Lege autois o Jesus gemisate tas idrias piratos kai egemisan autos heos ano. John?
Okay.
Jesus says to them,
yes, right, film. Jim, fill up. Mm-hmm.
The water pots with water.
Mm-hmm. The water pots of water, with water, right.
Okay.
That's right, literally, it's with water, right?
Filled them all the way up, I guess.
That's right. Hell's Anno, right up to the brim, right up to the top. Is that the end of that one? Okay, any question on that one? All right, just Bill?
2:8.
2:8.
Kai lege autois ant lesata nun. Kai ferete to arche triclino, kai inenkan. John?
Okay.
And he says to them,
Antlesata. First aorist active imperative of antleo, which means to draw. Antleo, I believe. Draw now.
Draw now. And,
you know, draw up, in other words, dip it out, and ferete. From ferro, to carry, to bear.
Carry the, to the meridian? No.
Pardon me? Carry to the archi triclino. Archi is the head, tri is three, clinon is the one that leans, the head, the master, the head, the governor of the feast, the one in charge. So the one that's leaning on the tri-corner table, I guess. Clino is to lean. I suppose it had to have a tree, you see, it means three. And I'm just wondering whether they have a table with three legs. Of course, 3 points determine a plane. That is the most stable table you get to witness this, you see, with four. You just have three legs. That is real stable. Three. I don't know. I don't know the etymology, but it's the one that's in charge. Archi means the head, clino, the one that's the head table liar. You know, the one that's the head table.
Chief,
the boss, the head.
Right. Okay.
Archi. And Enenkan. Now that's a ferro, but it is your perfect tense. Aorist, rather. Enenkan. First aorist. They carried, that's right. Bear it, and they carried it. They did bear it. They took it. They took it to the head man. Any other questions on this one? All right, 2:9, the last one.
2:9. Hoste agiosata ha architriclinos tahudor oinon. Gegewe menon, kai uk ede pofen estin, hoide diakonoi edisan, hoi etle kratas tahudor, fone ton nymphion, ha architriclinos. John?
Okay. That's
okay.
A tough one.
All right, we'll try.
Host. The host. And when? That's her name.
I'm guessing it's
that's from
taste.
To taste, that's right. Gelomai, that's right.
Gelomai, okay. Yeah. And when the say
the head man or the
right.
governor, the heart, the one in charge.
When the head man had tasted the water having become wine.
Good. Water having become wine.
And he did not know from where it was or from where it had come.
From where it is, therefore from where it was. He didn't know, so that changes where it was, okay. But the diakonoi
ate his son. But the deacons, the
servants,
mm-hmm. knew.
The ones who hoi inklekotes, having drawn, having bailed out, having scooped up tahudoi.
All right. The servants knew, having drawn the water.
Those having drawn the water, yes. Those, that is, the ones having drawn the water.
Okay.
Hoi, see? Hoi, that they call hoi. See, the hoi, hoi. The hoi goes back to the original article to further describe and elaborate. The servants, that is, the ones having drawn the water, knew where it was from. Okay?
All right. The head man called the...
called the bridegroom.
Called the bridegroom. And...
Phaon, I believe it's the bridegroom, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think
he,
it is, yeah.
And he says
it's masculine. I don't think it's the bride.
Nymphaeus.
Yeah, I think it's Nymphaeus.
Okay. And he said to him...
He says to him...
That's the end
of the... Oh, that's the end. Okay.
That begins verse 4.
Okay, we have 4 minutes to the end of the period, so let's get on our 10-leg boots and we'll go ahead with the NMA. We're a little bit long. Let's see if we can have a little bit less time taken, although that's very important indeed. All right, we're in the NMA tonight, pages 68 through 77. The nominative case we're beginning. Notice... in top of page 69, yeah, if you can look at top of page 69, it's mostly in apposition. For instance, when you say ekeruksa, it means he preached. But if you say ha palas ekeruksa, it means Paul, he preached. See? Well, it's in apposition, really means he preached. That is Paul. Paul, he preached. So the nominative, the genius of it, is an appositional relationship right along the line of with the verb. See? And so, yeah.
What do we mean by an apposition? Like, means in the same place or having the same meaning?
The same meaning as the same person. For instance, my father, comma, the butcher, comma, went downtown. See, that's the butcher is an apposition with father. It means the same thing as father. It further defines father. It amplifies father. So he spoke. Yes, that is Paul, the gospel. See, he preached. That is Paul. Paul preached the gospel. See, that's an apposition. See.
All right.
And a positive is something set alongside that further elaborates or explains that word in question.
Abraham, thy father.
Abraham, thy father. Yeah, that's right. Abraham. Okay. So now we have the subjective, the subject nominative, of course, used in the subjective sentence, similar to the appositional case. The father loves the son. The father loves the son. In other words, the father he loves, right? He loves, that is the father, the son. So that's your subject nominative. It's still in a sort of an apposition because... We don't say the father he. You don't say the father he loves. But that's the sense in which it is. He loves, that is the father, the son. But it's the subject of the sentence. The father loves the son. That's what the first one is. The second was the predicate nominative. That's further describing the hakeduson esti paulos. The one preaching is Paul. It's the one after the verb to be, like we even say it in English. For ye are our glory, humeskar esta he doxa imon. Esta, ye are the glory, our glory, further describes. And it's a subject, a predicate nominative, just like in English. Give me some predicate nominatives in English after the verb to be.
We are sons.
We are sons. That's predicate nominatives. Good. Give me another. Sons would be a nominative after the verb to be. What else? What else are we? We are people.
Is,
we are Christians.
He is the father.
We are Americans. He is a father. All right, that's good. Good. All of those. But then the nominative appellation, or the naming nominative, the name. Notice the top of page 70. He drew near to the mount called Olives, or the Mount of Olives. Elion. Apparently, it's an awkward grammatical structure sometimes. It should be in some, that looks like a genitive plural, doesn't it, Elion? But apparently, it's just the regular nominative, Olives, or Olivet. It's the mount called Olives. Mm-hmm. It's not the Mount of Olives, but it's Mount Olives. Apparently, it's a nominative. It's just the nominative of appellation or the name. And the fourth use, the independent nominative, like the nominative absolute, we've heard of the genitive absolute, we studied that last time, set us apart completely from the sentence, these things which ye see, the days shall come. There's no relationship between the days shall come, hemerai, to these things which you see, but it's just set apart, standing alone, and it's sort of a parenthetic nominative, or the nominative absolute. Then there's a nominative exclamation. Instead of saying apples, we say wretched man. See, talaiporos, ego anthropos, wretched one that I am, mean or kind of low, humble. So this is the pointing case. It's a nominative exclamation. And those are the five uses of the nominative. Do you have any comments or questions on these? They may become clearer as we find some of these in John, and we hope we will as we move along get some of these types of nominatives and other cases. All right, if not, we'll eliminate the top there. The nominative uses evocative. He doesn't like that. There are different cases. Nominative is nominative, vocative is vocative. All right, now the vocative case, a case of direct address when you're speaking to someone, it's a special force. It's the nominative form a lot of times, nominative endings, but still there is, it's the vocative case. Be of good cheer, daughter. Parasai thugater. Now, sometimes you can use O, you know, omega, as the article or the particle, but some think that the vocative is not a case at all. I don't agree with that. Robertson believes that. I believe it's a definite case, and I believe that sometimes the nominative used as the vocative. See in the small print on the top of page 71 of Dana and Manny, the nominative used as vocative. See, well, just because they have the same form many times doesn't mean the one is used as the other. They're separate cases. They're separate uses. Just like when the locative, instrumental, and dative are the same form, but they're different senses. See, and especially in Hebrews, thy throne, O God, is forever, scepter of righteousness. See, this is speaking to the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, thy throne, O God. Westcott and Horton and all these others, Horton in his commentary, Westcott rather in his commentary, try to say, well, this isn't the vocative. See, this is talking about the nominative, God is thy throne. See, instead of thy throne, O God, but it's Theos, you see, thy throne, O God, but it's an evocative, but it's the same form as the nominative, but it is evocative, see, and so it's not the nominative used as evocative, it is evocative, and it's directly attributed to Christ. Then the genitive we'll get into a little bit of the genitive, the first part of it, but the main idea on page 72 of the genitive is the description or definition. It's a qualifying force, more emphatic even than an adjective. Just a little adjective, beautiful flower, but if you say a flower of beauty, that's much more pungent and much more specific in Greek than just a beautiful flower. It's the flower of beauty. See, it's much more pregnant meaning and full qualifying force of that. Penetrating. And now, the genitive limits as to kind. Notice paragraph 86, page 73. As to kind, the accusative case limits as to extent. Let me give you an example. The first means he worked through a portion of or throughout the day, tain hemera. See, that's as to extent, a portion of the day or throughout the day. But if it's tais hemeras, of the day, he worked of the day, that means in the daytime. It's the kind of time that he worked in. That's the genitive. Kind of time. The kingdom of God, that's the kind, a particular kind of kingdom. It's the kind or the class. Now, the genitive in the bottom of page 73 signifies essential limits. Essential. It cannot be unessential. It doesn't work. You cannot say, as you mentioned, the humidity of the desert. It doesn't have any. The heat of the ice, see, top of page 74, the heat of the ice would not make sense. That's a non-essential relation. But genitive is always an essential relationship. Now, there are two types of essential relationships in paragraph 88. First, it may employ an essential relationship itself, two types of essential relations. One is an essential relationship, the kingdom of God. Two, it may employ an essential quality, the heart of unbelief, you see, cardia apistias. So either the essential relationship or essential quality, those are the two essential areas of agenda. Now, when the physical application, in verse paragraph 89, when the idea of relationship involves a physical application, it becomes contact, actual contact. Epi with the locative signifies general position, bottom of page 74, but epi with the genitive signifies actual contact, upon, right on the ground, touching it, you see. Epiklinēs is the genitive, that's upon a bed, physical contact with that bed. But lithos, epi, litho, stone upon stone, general situation, but not necessarily physical contact. Well, various grammarians on top of page 75 talk about things, but we won't worry about that. They're confusing the ablative with the genitive, and I think it's best to admit that. But paragraph 90 now, that we begin the first three genitives, and we'll stop with the three. The first is the genitive of description. That's the root meaning, the rational attribute describing something. That's the most extensive use of genitive we have in the whole Bible. John came preaching a baptism of repentance, a baptism describing what kind of baptism it was. It was a baptism leading to repentance, maybe caused by repentance, maybe motivated because of repentance. Or something. That's on top of page 76. Yeah. Then the genitive of possession or ownership. For instance, he biblos tu Ioannou, the book of John, which is John's book. That's the second one that's very prevalent. Here's the illustration. En hen ton ploion ha ein simonos. One of the votes, which was of Simon. Simonos is in the genitive, see. Of Simon, which was Simon's. In other words, Simon's both the possession. The third and final one tonight, before we close, the genitive of relationship. Genital or marital relationship. Possessive genitive of a special application. Now, in this case, you omit the noun, you just put the article, and you assume that you understand by the context what the relationship is. For instance, in the Gospel, Jesus ha Marias, Jesus the of Mary. Obviously, ha huios, the son of Mary, right? This would be the one that you supply. Some are not so clear. For instance, Judas Jacobu, Acts 1. 13. Judas, the son of Jacob. It could be Judas, the father of Jacob. In other words, we're not sure what, because we don't know who that particular relationship is. So many times it's not as clear as others. But here, David, ton to Jesse. Now, probably again, the son, ton to the son of Jesse. David, the son of Jesse, is implied with that relationship. Any questions on the nominative, evocative, and the genitive so far as the case use of these uses? What I'd like you to do next time is to find now all the different subject nominatives, predicate nominatives, nominatives of appellations, independent nominatives, and nominative exclamations, and vocatives, and the first three types of genitives. In the next reading of John, genitive description, possession, and relationship, as we go for our next week's lesson, which will be John. I'm looking at first year Greek. John 2:10 through 3:14. 2:10 through 3:14. See if you can find all these that we've now come up to as to pages 68 through 77. See, we're going to use these, see if we can define them by usage in the passage and in the context. And that'll give you a purpose when you read through these verses. Any comments or questions further on our lessons? We've had to go a little bit faster with Dana Matty. Hopefully, we can cover in an hour the 30 verses. We may not take an hour, may take an hour and 5 minutes, an hour and 10 minutes, but we want to cover them because it's important that we get them. But see if we can just move along as best we can. Any comments or questions you have, anybody? Okay, well, good to see you tonight. Would one of you please close in a word of prayer as we break up for the evening as the Lord might lead you.
Father, again, we thank you for the opportunity, privilege to come and study thy word, especially this language. Father, I pray that you give each of us understanding minds that we might grasp this, that we might really be able to dig into the language and see what you have there for us, Lord, that we may apply it to our own lives, that we might be better students of the word, examples of what a Christian should be, Lord, and then that we might be able to share these things with others, Lord, whether we teach them or what we may do with them, Lord. But I just pray that we would take these truths and apply them to our hearts and use them for thy glory in our lives, and that you may just make the word a part of our lives. Pray, Lord, and thank you for the weight time he spends with us, Lord, and the patience it takes, and thank you for taking out this busy schedule, Lord. Thank you for this great servant that you're using in his ministry, and we thank you again for the time that he spends with us and this great privilege that we have here. Now be with us as we are dismissed, Lord, and bless our lives and use us for thy service. In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen. Okay, keep up the good work. Good to have you all back. Mr. Ashton is the first time. Glad to have him here. And Glenn, what's your schedule look like?